We're going to begin today with readings, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. And let's read it together. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature be thus minded, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that also to you. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that through this message today, that you would speak to all of us concerning our lives and where we are right now, where we've been, and where we're going. In Jesus' name, amen. Presbyterian minister and a Catholic priest were close friends for many, many years, and they would go fishing in a man-made lake near the town where they served, and they had been in this town so long that they were even present this man-made lake was started and built. A new Baptist minister moved into town, and that spring he asked to go with these two guys when they went fishing. So one spring Saturday, off they went. Presbyterian minister, Catholic priest, and this new Baptist minister. They got out in the middle of the lake and fished for a while, and suddenly the Presbyterian minister spoke up and he says, "You know, God says that if we have enough faith, we can do anything, even walk on water. I believe that I can walk on water if God is with me." And he got up, stepped out of the boat, and walked across the water to the shore. Well, the Catholic priest watched and turned to the Baptist minister, and he said, "You know, I believe I can walk on water if I have enough faith." He got up, he stepped out of the boat, and he proceeded to walk on the water to the shore. The Catholic priest and the Presbyterian minister stood on the shore and yelled out to the Baptist minister, "You can do it! You can do it! You can walk on water if you have enough faith." Well, the Baptist minister hesitated, and then he stood up and he looked at the two on the shore and he looked at the water, and he was obviously shaken, but he decided he was going to be determined to do this. And so he stepped out of the boat and went straight to the bottom of the lake. And the Catholic priest turned to the Presbyterian minister and said, "Do you think we should have told him where the stumps are?" And the Presbyterian minister said, "Nah, I've always wanted to baptize a Baptist minister." Which brings me to the topic of the day, which is on the front of your bulletin, stepping stones. If somebody would consider asking me to do a baccalaureate address or a commencement address, this would be it. So those of you who hear someone else speak at commencement or baccalaureate, this is the message I would speak to the graduating seniors, and we have a group of them here today and some of us. So this is your message, okay? The rest of you can listen. Stepping stone. There's something about stepping stones in a river or a pond or lake that makes you want to walk on them. I don't know about you, but I always have. The water may be fast moving or it may be calm. Some of the stones may be solid footing and some may be real shaky or slippery. You don't know until you leap onto the stone, do you? That's the way of stepping stones. And that's the way of life as well. The stepping stones of life. You see all kinds of people on stepping stones. Some who lose their balance and they end up getting wet. The timid person who makes it to a couple of stones and then kind of freezes up and gets shaky trying to decide whether or not to go forward or back up a little. There's some who have a reckless spirit and who leap sure-footed like some kind of mountain goat, going from stone to stone, and then there are the rest of us. Sometimes moving gingerly, sometimes cautiously. Usually we're on the wobbliest when we're standing on one stone, not moving. Stepping stones in a river, or stepping stones in the river of life. You can divide stepping stones into three categories, whether we're talking about a riverbed or whether we're talking about the river of life. The ones you have already stood on, the one that you stand on right now, and the ones you have out in front of you that you haven't stood upon yet. And to put it another way, there's where you've been, there's where you are, and there's where you may someday be. If you got the stomach for it, if you got what it takes to get there. And today, let's not worry about the risk takers who leap from stone to stone and a wet foot doesn't seem to bother them very much and really just adds to the general excitement of their lives, because there are people like that. And let's not worry about the people who are filled with fear either. We can't do much about them. And the surest way to lose your own balance is to try to drag them to the next stone as they scream and kick out of fear. Stepping stones are something you have to tackle by yourself, for yourself. Stepping stones are something you have to tackle by yourself, for yourself. You can't push or pull somebody else. You can urge him on or talk them on and cheer them on, which I am maybe doing today. But that's about it. Besides, don't think anybody else has to stand on your stone anyway. It's your life. You see, there's very little room on stepping stones for company. So that leaves the rest of us torn between courage and fear. When do we take the next step? To which stone do we take? Do we stay where we are? Do we go back? Well, let me give you a little advice on the subject of stepping stones of life. Don't embalm the past or even the present, which is exactly what a lot of people moving through life want to do. When they get something that they like, that they believe, they stop the action. They freeze frame it. They build a roof over it and they put a shrine around it and intend to live there happily ever after. When they find a stepping stone to their liking, they floodlight it, decorate it, reinforce it with concrete, as if they expected to stay there forever. You know, we have a talent for making stepping stones into cornerstones. We have a talent for making stepping stones into cornerstones. But stepping stones were never meant to be lived on. It's standing room only. Read with me Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 5. Here we go. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became glistening, intensely white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make the three booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." When Peter, James, and John were on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw Jesus in all his glory revealed to them, and he was talking with Moses and Elijah. And they wanted to build monuments to that time of glory right there. That time of transfiguration, though, was a stepping stone into the ministry of Jesus as they came down off that mountain and the disciples. But they wanted to make it into a cornerstone for a church. Don't embalm the past, but don't think it doesn't count either. After all, your past brought you to where you are today. It's not worthless because it's old, any more than it's sacred because it's old. One can have respect for tradition and the past without being imprisoned by it. Actually, the most important stepping stone of the whole string in life is the one that you and I are standing on at this very moment. It is carrying my weight. It holds me up. It keeps me above the water. If we were to take a child at the age of, let's say, 2, a child 12, a young adult 22, and so on up to, say, an old person 92 years old, and look at their faith. The truth is, no person's faith is to be despised, no matter what age they are. At this moment, it's the most important faith of that 2-year-old child or that teenager or that young adult or that middle-aged person or that older person. It's the most important at this time in terms of faith. It may change. The child will grow, hopefully put away childish things, childly religious things, and otherwise. The adult will think and rethink as long as he continues to grow in mind and spirit. But for right now, take a look at the stone that you are standing on right now. Take a look at the stepping stones that you've been on so far. Look back. Look over your shoulder. Where have you come from? And then turn around on this stone on which you stand right now and look forward. What stones do you see out in front of you? Do you think that you're on the last stone? Do you think that you know it all? Do you think that you have experienced everything? Let me say there's more out there. How can anyone not believe this? But I'm telling you what, they do it all the time. Or maybe some of us, we do it. We believe that we've seen it all. We believe that we have learned everything. From where you are standing on the stepping stone of life right now, you know, we have opportunity to go on to something else. Unless you convince yourself that the last word has been spoken, you've learned it all, the last truth has been uncovered, and you have got all the revelation that this world can offer. I tell you what, I've seen too many convinced people in too many periods of history to buy that particular notion myself, or that knowledge or history and faith. I mean, history is strewn with stepping stones, each of which somebody thought was the end of the line. If you look at just the last 100 years, there have been thousands, if not millions, of stepping stones of invention that we have gone through, all the way from horse and buggy to the cars to the space shuttle to all these things to the internet and all the stuff that we have now, all the gadgets. In the history of this church, I am sure there were those who knew for sure in their hearts that the church, when it was built over on Woodland Chapel, when they built that, that was the end of the line for church growth. Well, then they went and built an educational wing, North Fourth Wing over there. Then they extended their sanctuary. And then I showed up. And then, well, it started growing again, and here we are here now. But I am sure there were some in their hearts. That's the end of the line. And there may be some of you right here, right now, that say, you know, that was the end of the line then, but it may be the end of the line now, the last stone to step for this church in terms of growth. I expect there are a good number of you who think today that this sanctuary might be the last stepping stone for this church. The end of the line in terms of church growth. Who knows what's out in front of us as a church? Some of you have personal stepping stones you see, and you don't know whether to make that leap or not, to move on to that next. Is there life after high school? is their life after college? You know, I smoked for 18 years. I have cigarettes. And I said, when I was in that process of getting ready to quit, I said, God, is there life after cigarettes? I don't know. And that was 30 years ago. Some of you have experienced turmoil in your life. I know this. I take tours in people's life. I know that you have had crises in your life. You know, I know that some of you have lost loved ones to death. I know that some have gone through divorce, kids leaving home, lost jobs. Is there life after death? You think you see the possibility of another stepping stone, but things are dark and you aren't sure and you don't know if it's solid or whether it's slick or shaky. You just don't know. Well, I know that I know another thing about us as a congregation. I know a lot of you are visitors. Actually, about 20% of you every Sunday is not a member of this church. You've come from other churches or other communities where you have had a good church, or you had a bad church, or you had no church. And you don't know whether to make the commitment to this church or not and join. It's a big step, and you don't know whether taking that step will put you on solid ground or not. I don't know what to tell you, except you aren't where you were. You've moved on. The only way to find out if the stepping stone of membership in this church is solid or not is to make the leap. Somewhere, someone here may be toying with whether or not to attend a great banquet, which we sponsor. You've heard a lot about it. Hey, people talk to you about it. You've seen other people have a tremendous experience, but you just don't know whether to make that leap onto that stone or not. There's only one way to find out. Someone here may be really struggling with whether to make a true commitment to Jesus and accept Him as Savior and begin that journey of making Him Lord of their life. You know it's a leap of faith. It's like jumping from this one stepping stone to the next step. It's like jumping from the stepping stone of doubt to a stepping stone that says yes to God. It's a risk. And you won't know unless you do it. Do I take that new job? Do I ask that girl out or guy out? Because you girls do that now, don't you? You ask us out. What college should I go to? Should I join the church? Should I attend a great banquet? Should I buy that house? Should I buy that car? Should I go back to school? Stepping stones. You won't know until you take the step in faith and commit yourself to do it. Jesus was always dealing with His disciples as if He were coaxing them on to the new stepping stones. He would tell His disciples some truth about a stepping stone in faith, and then He would say, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And you got to hear that word. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. If you don't do them, well, you can't be blessed. See, that's a big if. He was saying, you may see the stepping stone up ahead, but unless you follow Me and jump on it, you won't know the blessing of that stone for yourself. What about your following Jesus' disciples? Do you know it all? Or all you care to know? Do you know it all? Or all you care to know? Are you resting on a stepping stone of the past Christian action and commitment? How's your giving to God's work? Are you parked on a stone of stewardship and giving the giving of a child? Do you understand why you give? Do you understand what it teaches us? Are you too old to learn more? Do you know so much that following Jesus has become doing it your way instead of His way? Do you know so much that following Jesus has become doing it your way instead of His way? Stepping stones. Three types of stones. Those you have been on in the past, the ones that are out there in your future, and the one you're standing on right now. The truth is, if we're going to live, now is where we shall have to do it, because now is all we really have. In order to get to the next stone, you have to know the stone on which you now stand. So if I were to speak to the graduating class of 2014, this is what I would have said. What do you think? Are we preparing our hearts for the future? As we get ready to take the Lord's Supper today, let me end with some personal conviction. I believe that Jesus is the Savior of all of us. He is the source of true life. I believe that to the degree that people follow Jesus with their lives, they will grow to fulfill their purpose in this life. That is, they will step onto the right stones throughout life. They will receive the blessing of those stepping stones. I believe also that to the degree that each of us does not follow Jesus, we allow the creature in us to surface, and we depart from being God's children. I believe that there are parts of us that cannot be reached by legislation and education. Some things that we truly struggle with can only be reached by the power of God and Jesus Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives as it touches our lives. It's not legislation, it's not education. To the degree that we align ourselves with God's will for our lives, His ways in the world, and strive to walk in those ways humbly, is the measure of our fulfillment of who we are and what we are really about in this world. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. We are about discovering on the stepping stones of life. As T.S. Eliot wrote, and there's so much truth in this, we must not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we began and to know the place for the first time. Today it is my prayer that this Presbyterian minister has pointed out to you some of the stumps and stones on which to step, so that when you get out of the boat and walk on water, you and I can get to the shore. And maybe, just maybe, we will even point it out to the Baptist minister after he's been baptized. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would speak to us all today about the life lives that we live and the stepping stones that we have in this river of life that we walk on. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.